Lexi, thank you so much for joining me. You have had an amazing start to the W League season so far. Bobby handed you your debut only a couple of games ago in the match against Canberra. And you also scored on debut. Tell me a little bit about how that was.
Yeah, it was a bit of a crazy game. There was about 20 minutes to go and we were down 3-1. So it was a bit of a hard game to come on because of the score and the girls were... It was a bit of a hard game, but yeah, Bobby told me he wanted me to come on and just try and make an impact in the game. So that's what I try to do when I came on. I just try and change the game. And yeah, I was lucky enough to score a lucky goal, I think. I don't know, when I kicked the ball, I thought maybe I might have missed it, but when I watched it bounce in the penalty area and kick it back to the net, I was a bit shocked, but I think I was more worried about getting the ball out of the net and just, because now it's 3-2, so we're trying to get back into the game, hopefully get an equaliser, but we actually didn't, but it was still a good game.
And how did Bobby tell you you were in the team?
Well, the day before the team was traveling, I got a call from my mum saying that she just received a call from Bobby saying that I was on the traveling team. And yeah, that's about it. And then when I got to training, it was the session before we traveled. So I just tried to like take in as much information as I could and like just remember things just in case that if I did come on that I'd need to remember it so I could my job properly.
That's amazing. You must have been so happy when you scored on debut.
Yeah, I was really stoked as well. Like, my mum made the trip from Perth to Canberra. She said she wanted to come and watch, even if it was only 5 minutes, she really wanted to come because she was really proud of me and I was really happy for her to be there to watch it.
You were playing against Canberra United and you know quite a few of those players. Some of them are even teammates of yours in the junior Matildas, like Carly and Laura.
Amy Sayer,
that's it. What was it like to play up against your friends?
It was a bit hard. I obviously hadn't seen them since the tournament, so I did want to speak to them, but I knew that would come after the game. And I know Amy was playing a really good game, and I had to go on and mark her, so I just try and figure out how she plays, because I know she likes to get the ball and run with it. So I just try to help my team out by sticking on her and just try and do the best I could.
And now you are a scholarship player at Perth Glory. Tell me what it's like to be in a team with a lot of stars right now. You know, you've got Sam Kerr and Rachel Hill, and there's also, you know, even Melissa Maisels, who's doing so well in goal. What's it like to be in that environment as such a young 16-year-old player?
It's a really good environment. Like you said, having Sam there, really good. I've been training with her now for 2 years, so we're quite close, and she's really good with younger players. Like, she helps us out. She knows how it is when you're young, because when she came into the Glory, she was only young. So she knows where we're coming from, and she's always there to support us and help us out if we're struggling. And yeah, it's just really cool. Like, we get to learn off them and train with them, day in, day out, and see how they live as professionals, so that hopefully one day we can live like them. Having the likes of Sam Kerr and, Rachel, they're really good. Sam's really good with, the younger players, because she knows what it's like, because she came into the Glory as a 15-year-old, so she knows how it feels to be so young, and she's really good with us. Like, she helps us out when we're struggling, which is good, and it's amazing to have her back, especially with all the achievements she's had this year. Had a really good season, so it's really good to have her there and just to learn off her.
What's the best piece of advice she's given you?
The best piece of advice she's given me? The best piece of advice, she just says to have fun, and she says just to work hard, because the opportunity's going to come. Like, this season especially, I didn't think my opportunity to make my debut would come so soon. And I'd been working hard at training and stuff, doing extras, because I really wanted to be on the team sheet. And she said, just keep doing extras and keep doing it. Keep doing everything you're doing, because the opportunity's going to come.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And especially as you are a junior Matilda and she's a Matilda, no doubt you would have big ambitions to continue on that national team pathway and one day become a Matilda yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. And like having Sam there, her giving us information and giving us feedback is really good, and it's going to help us. It's going to make us better as well.
Lexi, who else in the team do you like to work with other than Sam?
One of our internationals, her name's Raquel Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. She plays number 10, like the position I like to play. And she's just amazing to watch, amazing to play with, like the training. She's just really good. And she's very, she's very helpful, like always makes her, like goes out of her way to like make sure you're feeling comfortable and to help you out. If you are stuck or anything, she's there and she helps us, which is really good.
You've played at the NTC Challenge for a few years now, and you've also been overseas and had international experience. What do you think has helped you from what you've learnt when you were younger to now play in the W League after having that first experience?
Just the coaches I've had, I've been really lucky. I've had a previous W League coach, Elisa Davidio, and she had been in the W League for, I think, 6 years or maybe more. So she was a really experienced player, and she helped me at a young age to like prepare me. I was in her team when I was 13, and I picked up to the under 19s when I was 14. So she helped like prepare me to make that big step up to the under 19s. And then when I stepped up to the under 19s, I had Justine Bonzes, and she's also helped me a lot to reach where I want to be. She's currently the assistant coach with Perth Glory W League.
Yep.
She's helped me a lot, especially when I was in camp with the junior Matildas. She'd, like a few days before I'd travel, she'd do extra sessions with me and like make sure I'm prepared and ready to go.
And how exciting is it to be part of Perth Glory? You guys are at the top currently, and surely the feel around the team must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really competitive. Everyone wants to compete for a spot because everyone wants to play. And it's a good environment because it's healthy, healthy competition. And yeah, it's just good. It's a good environment to be around because all the girls are so nice as well. Off the field, we're a really close team, which is good. And it helps a lot, like, on the field. And that's why I think that's, like, behind why we're doing so well this year.
What is it like to play underneath Bobby?
Bobby's a really, he's a hard coach. I mean, he's played himself at a really high level, and he knows what you have to do to get there. And he's very hard on us, but I think it's good because he gets the best out of us when he's hard on us.
Lexi, just touching back on the junior Matildas, you were overseas recently. Tell me a little bit about how that was and what you might have gained from that experience.
So we're in camp for a month before we headed off. So we're in and out of the AIS for a couple of weeks before we headed, and that was an intense couple of weeks. We were preparing to play against the best teams in the world, like Japan and North Korea. And we knew it was going to be hard going over there. And everyone was fighting for spots, which was good. And when we got over there, we all knew what we wanted to achieve, but unfortunately, we didn't qualify. But it was good. It was a good learning experience for us. We got to, like, see how, like, Japan, North Korea play and where we need to be at as a team. And I think it, like, put things into perspective for the junior Matildas and how much more preparation we did need, because we only did have, like, 4 training camps as a team going away. And I know, like, Japan, they train, like, in years in advance before this tournament, so they are a lot more prepared than we were. But I think it's only going to get better in the next couple of years, especially with how well the Matildas are doing. So
what do you think was some of the strengths from the Asian countries that you noticed?
They are just a lot more, like, their fitness is ridiculous. Like, they can run 90 minutes at a really high intensity, and I think we matched their intensity in the first probably half, but like towards the end of the second half we just struggle a bit with keeping that intensity up, because they can run all day and it's a bit hard for us. I think the group of girls we have in the under-17s age group, you see, like, Kyra Sweeney-Cross playing for Melbourne Victory, Sophia Sakalis playing for Melbourne City. We've got a really good group of girls, and I think we just, yeah, we just need to, like, keep together and just keep training hard, because I think in the next few years we can do really good things as a team.
And on that note, how exciting is it to see some of your teammates like Kyra, as you mentioned, who's had four consecutive starts in the W League this season already?
Yeah, I'm really happy for her. She's worked really hard to get there, and I'm glad she's showing everyone what she can do, because she's a really quality player. And I think she's got a big future ahead of her.
And Lexi, just coming back to your own game, what are your qualities as a forward? What do you think that you do really well?
I like to be underneath the nine, so I like to, like, pick up the little, like, the balls underneath and, like, get into little pockets of space and, like, penetrate the defence by running with the ball into space and, yeah, like, crossing and finishing. I love, like, through balls, hitting a long ball, like, love hitting, like, yeah, long balls are my favourite to do.
Really? Is that what you work on in your spare time?
Yeah, like, few of the girls before training, we get there early and we just hit balls in, like, take a touch and hit it. Like, we just practice that all the time. And I think that really helps in my game. First touch and just...
What did you think of the quality that the Matildas are showing right now?
I think they're on a big, big high at the moment, and it's really good to watch, especially, like, being younger, looking up to all those players and, like, seeing what they're doing. It's going to get better now, especially in the younger age groups, like the young Matildas and junior fielders. We're only going to get better because of the Matildas.
And Lexi, speaking of younger players and people you look up to, who's your idol within football? And it doesn't have to be in Australia, but overseas as well. Is there someone that you really look up to?
That's a funny question, because as a young kid, it was always Sam Kerr.
Really?
And because of... Now that I get to train with her, it's kind of like, now she's like a mate to me more than like an idol. Like, I still look up to her, but like, she's more of like a close mate now, which is really cool, because I was really like, I always used to look up to her as a young player. Like, she came through the WA system through like NTC and the Glory. So it's been really cool to turn my idol into like a good mate now, which is cool.
So because you are a Glory local... Yeah. How has it been for you to see how she's progressed over the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think all the entrance team girls really look up to her because they've seen where she's gone and what she's achieved, and they know that they can do that through the same program that she went through at NCC at a young age, and in the state teams going to like Coffs Harbour and the AIS, getting identified. She's working hard. Anything can happen. As you can see, Sam, she's on an absolute high at the moment. She's worked really hard to get there. Everyone's really happy and proud of her.
And in turn, is there any young girls underneath you who you can see will be potentials one day?
Yeah, there is. Our under-13s team and under-15s team at NTC, they've improved a lot. A few girls like Sarah Mitchell and Grace Mitchell, the twins, they've been doing really well in the under-15s. I think they're only 14, and already they've made the step up to the under-15s, and they've been doing really well. And, yeah, like, I've been contacting them sometimes and their parents, and their mum says they look up to me a lot, which is good, and that's what I try and do. Like, I try and be a good role model, because I know my role models, like Sam, she's been a really good role model for me, so I want to be like that for younger girls, and I want them to look up to me as well.
Wow. So what are your goals for the rest of the season now?
My goals for the rest of the season is just to, like, keep training hard, keep working hard, and hopefully appear on the team sheet more. Like, that's my ultimate goal to play. Because of that little taste I had against Canberra, it's made me more, like, determined to want to play more and get on the team sheet as much as I can now. Last year was a good season. We fell short at the grand final. It was a bit of a... like, devastating moments, but I think it's just made us stronger as a team, and everyone's a lot closer than we were last year. Like, we were a close team last year, but this year it's a whole new level, and I think that's just helped us so much. And with the likes of Rachel Hill and Raquel and Amanda Frisby, our new internationals, they've just brought a whole new dimension to our right team, which is really good. And everyone's versatile as well. So, not like everyone can play. When we miss like Sam and stuff when they're away on the international duty, we've got other players that can come in and like do a good job, which is good.
That's fantastic. Well, Lexi, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure to chat to you, and I wish you all the best for the rest of the W League season.